From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Humane Society of the U.S. is facing pushback from several charity oversight groups in the wake of a sexual misconduct investigation that led to the resignation of CEO Wayne Pacell. It's reported the Better Business Bureau's Wise Giving Alliance removed its accreditation of the charity, and Charity Navigator downgraded the Humane Society's rating from 4 stars to 2, with a 1 for finances. According to AgWeb.com, animal charity evaluators also rescinded the Humane Society's 2016 standout recommendation of the group's farm animal protection campaign. If the rhetoric about agricultural trade is making you nervous, it may be time to buckle up your seatbelt. That's the overall message from a panel of ag industry leaders at the AgriPulse Harvesting Perspective Summit in Washington, D.C. last week. Panelists across the board admitted how uncomfortable they were with the rhetoric coming from the White House and the anxiety it's creating with trading partners across the globe. Following action by President Trump to impose tariffs on up to $60 billion in Chinese imports, China is now making its list of what U.S. products will be the target of retaliation. AgWire.com reports the list reportedly includes ag products such as U.S. pork, modified ethanol, wine, fruits, and nuts, and soybeans are expected to be as well. Renewable Fuel Association President Bob Dineen says China's response was entirely predictable given recent actions by our administration. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.